as is often the case, the first reading and the gospel tie together very closely. The first reading comes from that portion of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, that talks about, that we refer to as the suffering servant. And then Jesus unfolds that conversation further with his disciples when he lets them know that in due course he too will suffer. He becomes the servant who suffers. I, however, today want to talk about the second reading. It's one that is not often talked about, and it's one that has a whole lot of history with it, and it has a whole lot of challenge with it as well, from the letter of James. And it comes down, the essence of it is the reassurance of our salvation does not come through our faith alone. Faith is one part of it, but we require faith and good works, which is our Catholic teaching. And that is given to us by grace. God's grace calls us first. And it is this reading, it is that that letter of James, called the Epistle of James, that became one of the greatest sources of tension with the Reformation. So in early 1500s, Luther took seven books out of the Bible. And this was one of the books that he took out. Because the Protestant theology that was unfolding, and Luther very strongly promoted, was that our salvation is assured to us if we have faith. And this reading that you've just heard tells us very clearly from the writer James that it is faith and good works. And the Catholic teaching has always been faith and good works together through the grace of God. Must never forget, it is God's gift to us. That's what grace means in a sense. It is God's gift to us. So faith is one part and good works are another. But grace is what draws us, guards us and guides us. They are intimately linked together. You cannot separate them. So that has always been a point of division between the Protestant churches, who still profess in their theology it is by faith alone that salvation is given to us. And Catholic theology always has two dimensions. And it's one of the intriguing but exciting things about Catholic theology that has been taught to us from this reading for 2010 years. And it was taught that way for 1500 years before Luther decided to remove the book of James, or the Epistle of James, and six other books from the Bible, because they didn't match the theology that he was putting forward primarily. And there were other issues, of course, where Luther was absolutely correct, but in terms of scripture and understanding faith and good works drawn together by the grace of God, that's what assures our salvation. That is, well, it has been a stumbling block, but not for Catholics. Nearly everything that we profess in the theology and the doctrine of our church, in the teachings of the church, and in the way we express our faith has two elements. It's not either or. It's not faith or good works. It's not either or, it's both. It will be faith and good works. We don't dispense with one. You cannot have good works that bring glory to God without faith. It cannot be done. And our faith is what draws us to do good works, so that we show and we demonstrate by God's grace his presence in our life and in the world. That's what grace is, and it's what grace does. So the two go together. We look further at our theology, our Catholic theology, and we look at what I call that dualism. Those two sides to everything. Mary was both virgin and she was both mother. Jesus was both divine and he was both human. We look at ourselves and we would say we have body and we have soul. We have that which is visible, and hidden in this visibility is that which is invisible. That dualism exists in our very being. There are things that we say that cannot be seen, but there are things that we do that can be seen. It's not just the saying, and it's not just the doing. It is both the saying and the doing. And Jesus reinforced that so often. We have within us our natural self as women and as men, and then we have our supernatural self as well. Once again, that which is mysterious, that which is unseen, that which belongs to the area of the soul. We have within us the reality of who I am, and then we have the mystery of who I am. What I see in you is not all of who you are. There is a mystery within each and every one of you that unfolds as you live out your faith. It's hidden in one sense, and it surfaces through your faith, but usually it surfaces by your good works. The two always working together, not either or. I look at our humanness, the physicality of who we are as a human being, and I see that we have one brain and we have one heart, and we only have one mouth. Yet we have two hands for the doing, we have two feet to take us places to do things, to do the good works. We have two eyes, we have two ears, but one heart and one mind that draw the goodness out of the dualism that we have in ourselves, or the twos that we have. We have two lungs, and we can actually survive with one lung, because that's exactly what Pope Francis is doing. He lost or damaged a lung very severely when he was about 1920, I believe. So I'm not quite sure whether he only has one lung or he has one and a half, one's a bit damaged. But the lung is what draws our breath, if you like, allows us to breathe. But we have one heart, one mind and one mouth to profess our faith, and the doubles allow us to live our faith through good works. And I know that that could be interpreted as a rather childish way of looking at faith and works together. But when we look at the mystery of who we are and what we are called to, then I think it starts to make sense. It's the conversation that we have with people that say things like, I don't need to go to church to believe in God. Well, for a Catholic, it is both. It is not either or. The church is the living sign of God's presence in our community, in each particular person present, whether we be 10 or 110, represents not just the individual, but represents the whole presence of God. It's both. Myself here as the priest, also representing our unity with Holy Mother Church, especially through Pope Francis. It is both. It is faith and it is good works. It is lived out in the things that we say and the things that we do. And that's how faith and good works work together. They are intertwined. I can't say that enough, especially when I hear people say, look, I'm a good person, I don't need to, I don't hurt anybody. That's fine. That's all good works, and that's to be praised. But if it is without faith, then there is no surety of our salvation. Our salvation is assured, we are told, by the grace of God. The three elements are there: by our faith, by our good works, but drawn and tied together by the grace of God. Not either or, as I say for about the fourth time. We need both elements in our life, drawn by the grace of God. And grace of God is really the gift of the Holy Spirit, alive and active in our lives. In these days, the challenge is, I suppose, how do I live out my faith? Especially when I'm supposed to be isolated. So how do I live out my faith? How do I exercise good works? How do I witness to the grace of God drawing me closer to my salvation, to my eternal rest with him? How do those two elements come together in a time when society is saying you've got to be apart? That's very, very challenging, but it has created wonderful creative opportunities that people have taken up, thank heavens. And I think things like the internet world and that now has also given us a lot of opportunity to exercise good works, and I would hope expand our faith too. But they mean nothing if they are not driven by and driven to the grace of God. Must be, always. That's our starting point. And that's really the difference in one sense, not completely, but in one sense, between the Protestant theology and Catholic theology. We don't separate. We keep all of the elements together. It's not either or.